Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about who wrote the book of James, who he wrote it to, and who it applies to. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
James is saying, okay, I'm a bond slave. You guys are scattered everywhere. You're not in your home. You're not in the place. You're not in your inheritance. And so after saying he's a bond slave and they're scattered, he says, rejoice. Why? Because these displaced Jewish Christians, they found troubles and trials awaited them wherever they went. Now, if we are going to be fruitful believers used by God, then we must understand how our faith is refined and strengthened through adversity. Failing to recognize that leads us to falling prey to the flesh and defeat in our Christian life. And whereas many of the epistles of the New Testament are addressed to local churches with Jews and Gentiles in them, this epistle is addressed to the Jews who are saved and are in many places. Yet it is applicable in all its instructions and its imperatives to the local church. Bottom line, if you're saved, this book is for you, my friend. And so here is a message that a bond slave of God is delivering to the saved. Now, if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home, then really at this point, this message is not for you, because it will do you no good until you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He must be in your life. He must be your Lord, and he must be your God. Now, my friend, the Bible lets us know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. And God is a holy God who must punish sin. Otherwise, he would not be true to himself, and this whole world would be thrown off course. Romans 6:23, the first half of that verse says, "For the wages of sin is death." By that, it means final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, my friend, that is a sentence upon all men. In Romans 5:12, it says, "Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned." That's me. That's you. That's all of us. Yes, my friend, the wages of sin is death. It is to go to that eternal lake of fire. And that's grim news, but that's only half of Romans 6:23. The second half of Romans 6:23 reads, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages, what you and I have earned, what you and I deserve, is to go to hell. But God's gift, what he wants to give you, is eternal life. And it's a gift. Now, a gift is not yours until you receive it. Now, the Lord wants you to receive it. In Matthew 11:28-30, he says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." But he says, come. In John 6:37, Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." But again, he says, you come to him. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, it says, "The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." Again, the Bible shows that you must come to Jesus. He invites you. He calls for you. He almost begs for you, but he wants you to come. Now, my friend, if you don't, and you die in your sins and you go to hell, you'll get exactly what you deserve, and that is strict justice. Nothing more, but nothing less. However, if a person goes to heaven, he does not get what he deserves. He gets what Jesus Christ deserves. Now, friend, you cannot save yourself. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 3 days later, he rose up from the dead, victorious over hell and the grave. He did that for you, and he did that for me. What is your responsibility? Yours is to admit that you're a sinner. There's none righteous, no, not one. By admitting you're a sinner, what you're saying is, I realize that I cannot be good enough to go to heaven. I cannot work for heaven. I cannot deserve heaven. I need a Savior. Then in Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now what you're admitting next is that Jesus Christ is that Savior. He is Almighty God in the flesh and the only one capable of saving you. It's not Jesus plus or Jesus and, it's Jesus alone. He only can save you. So believing that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, shedding his precious blood, he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit and paid your penalty in full, you call upon him to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, he says in Romans 10:13. And my friend, if you're willing to invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and God, you're willing to give him your life, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, Romans 10:10 says, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And you're willing to do that, then God, who does not lie, promises he will save you. He will in no wise cast you out. But my friend, you must come to him. You must receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My friend, that's God's promise to you if you will receive him. Now, life and death and sin and salvation, eternity, your soul, those are all serious subjects. And at stake is life, your eternal life. My friend, your only hope is the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. No man on his deathbed ever said, I'm sorry I received Christ as Savior. And no Christian ever said, I hate that I lived the Christian life. No, I've found Christians that wish they would have lived as they were supposed to, but I've not found one that was sorry that they did. So, my friend, let the Lord speak to your heart. Don't resist his glorious work. The Lord wants to save you, and he wants to save you right now. So why not, right where you are, if you're not sure if you died that you'd go to heaven, and you're willing to invite Jesus Christ into your life as your God and Savior, you're willing to give him your life right now, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I want to send to you, and I want to send that to you absolutely free. Building Blocks is a booklet that will instruct you on your security in Christ, baptism. It will tell you about some of the doctrines of the local church. It will tell you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll give you some things on how to study the Bible to get more from it. It'll even show you how to lead another person to Jesus Christ. And I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free to start you in your Christian life. just write and say, Brother Andy, I was listening to your broadcast on this date, and I asked the Lord to save me, and I will send you the booklet, Building Blocks. Now, on the other hand, if you're already saved, but you'd like to have that booklet, maybe to use it to help other Christians begin to grow in Christ, or maybe you have some new Christians, maybe you've got some people coming to your home that you want to share it with, then do that and write us, and I'll send that to you absolutely free. And so, my friend, we just want to hear from you on that and get it to you. Again, this ministry is not a ministry that is set up to take the place of your local church. It's not a ministry that asks for your tithe or offerings that belongs to your local church. Do we receive money? Yes, we do. But we will, if you write me and you say, Dr. Bloom, we want you to have this for the Lamp and Light ministry. It is our tithe. I will send that back to you. We don't want your tithe. Now, your tithe belongs to your local church. Now, if there's not a local church where you are, a fundamental Bible-believing independent Baptist church, then I can understand if you send us a tithe. And if you explain that, then we would accept it. Now, a tithe is 10% of your income. An offering is anything above a tithe. Now, if you send us an offering, you feel God has laid that on your heart, I promise you it will be put back into this ministry. Our announcer, our technical engineer, for whom I depend totally 100% on for this radio ministry as far as the physical part. And, of course, we depend upon the Lord for everything. But this man God has provided for me, Brother Dick Vaught, he doesn't take a salary for this, and I don't take a salary for this radio ministry. So, my friend, we just receive offerings for that. This radio ministry doesn't take the place of your local church. You need to be in the local church. If this broadcast comes on during a time that your church is meeting, you need to be in your local church. If need be, that you want to hear this broadcast, the day you miss, then write us. Again, you can get a CD or cassette tape for $5. It'll have the entire message on it. If the message, like this one, James 1:1, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, if it takes 3 days, then, my friend, it'll be on there for 3 days, and you'll have the entire message for that one simple cost, and that $5 will cover not only the cost of the CD or cassette, but also of the shipping and handling that goes with that. So again, you can see that this ministry is not a typical TV evangelism, they call it, where they are out to win more money from you than they are to win souls to Christ. That's not our purpose. We want to edify people in Christ, and we want to instruct them in righteousness and doctrine for God's glory, realizing that our ministry is one that is here to try to help equip Christians to go out and serve the Lord. Well, I see my time is up now, and our announcer will be coming to the microphone in just a moment, and he will be giving you our address. Please listen and take down the address. I'm also asking that you tell others about the broadcast and try to get them to begin listening too. And as I just mentioned about an offering, again, we don't have to have an offering in order to hear from you. If you'll just write us and let us know you're listening, that'll mean so much to me. I do see that my time is up, so thank you for listening today. Ask your friends to listen to our Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. www.jamesmedia.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.